This is Passport to Texas. An ecological concern along the Rio Grande doesn't stop midway across the river. It may impact both sides of the border equally. Enter salt cedar, an invasive exotic tree that overwhelms native plant species on both sides of the river, and both countries want it gone.
This is obviously a binational effort with the conservation organizations in Mexico, as well as the Department of the Interior, Texas Parks and Wildlife, Sol Ross State University, the World Wildlife Fund, Rio Grande Institute. In addition to being binational, I mean, there are many partners involved in these first steps on this project.
Mark Lockwood, Natural Resources Coordinator for State Parks in Far West Texas, says the biggest challenge is pulling together the manpower needed to accomplish their objectives. Mexico has had a head start dealing with the issue and has trained personnel to assist as needed.
These projects have been going on in Mexico for the last couple of years in the protected areas, and so these people are also trained in the types of actions that are needed in the control of these plants. Some of it involves herbicide use and some of it just is simply removing the tree. So they're quite familiar with the types of strategies we're going to be using in these projects.
In addition, the plan involves revegetating the area with native species such as cottonwoods and desert willows. That's our show, made possible by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.